On Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, let us first see the two Tosfos in the previous sugya. Ikapid b'dami koni. Gemara wanted to say that there are, even though asmachta leikoni, but if we will see from different anhagis what he's doing, so that's a chiyach seifei al tchilosei, that he really had an intent to be makne the karke. He kopit bedomi, then is koni, then the malva can be kind of the karke. Perish bekunteres, he makpit bemechiras chafetzot, when he sells his metaltalim, he's very makpid, shalei lifchais mishavyai, that he won't sell anything under its true value, kone. So we see he has no intent in getting money to pay up the chayiv. So he's masking that the karka should belong to the malva after 3 years. Kosher. So the Gemara slugs this up. The Gemara says, no. Could be the reason he's makpid is he has a different motive to be makpid, because if he will sell his metaltalim cheap, his karkois will become worthless. So Taisva says, if pshat the Gemara is the way Rashi says, koshiv they can't have leilameima, Leilitzelu metaltele, by my comad leilitzel are, why do you have to jump to the karkois? If lemaisem, he's selling his metaltelem cheap, so people will see he's desperate, so he will not be able to get a fair price for his metaltelem, why do you have to jump to karkois? The hod the makpid, now here Tais risks a very murdike kasha. The hod the makpid lemochon bepoches mishavi, you know why he's makpid to sell them less than the price. Not because he has no havamina to pay up the choyb and he's masking that the karka should belong to the malvet. Dilma mishum de yoda das machta leikanye. Ef shepun faket, maybe he's a shtik alamdin. He knows as machta leikanye. So what does he have to go out of his way and sell his metaltalim cheap in order to have money to protect the karka? The karka is protected. Every lamdin knows that the karka is protected because as machta leikanye. So they says, but listen, even though Asmachta Leikanye, he has to go and look for money. I mean, the Gemara says one of the reasons he drank wine because someone told him he's going to pay up the chayv. But I says, if no one tells you he's going to pay up the chayv, you have to go and look seriously for money. That's true. Yezich have to look for money because he borrowed money. He told him he's going to pay up in 3 years. So as Elohi, he has to pay up in 3 years. So Memele, to go to a bar and drink wine, you don't do such things unless someone told him he's going to pay up the chay. Avolimker bepoches, but to sell his metaltlim less than their value, boy, he's not mechuyev to do that. So that means, so if he'd be desperate for the karka, so out of desperation, he'll sell his metaltlim cheap in order to save the karka. But the karka, he knows the karka will never be taken by the malva because it's an asmachta. So he has to go and get money. Fine, he gets money, but someone wants to chisel off the price of his metaltalim. Why should he be masking to that? So that's the kasha that Taisus asks on Rashi. וכן מה שפירש יקופת בערה למויכה אפילו בשווי עבד איקוני, if he only sells his carcass bishovye, so then it's he copied barla moicha, he doesn't want to sell his carcass afilo bishovye, so then why does he want to sell the carcass? They'll take away in the carcass. He's masking take away in the carcass. Va mai dilma copied mishum das machta loikan, why should he sell his carcass? He wants to keep his karkois. If he doesn't pay up, Yen will take away this karka. He won't take away this karka because that's machta loikanye. Bishum das machta loikanye. V'nira leforish. So therefore, Taisvis wants to say a different shot, the Gemara. He kopid bedomi means as follows. Shehikpid bishas halvo. When the Malve made an agreement that if he doesn't pay up in 3 years, he's going to take the karka, he was makbid likach olei shavye bezeh atunah. Not the way Rashi said that the agreement was he's given a karka of two, a karka that's worth 200 zuz for 400 zuz. No. He was makbid, I won't give you this karka less than the shavyas. Im kein datoi hoyo leshoka biyad hamalve. That means, so we see, if he never had an intent to give this karka to the malve, so why is he so makbid that the karka should not be worth a penny more than the halvo? The malve shavyas, I won't get it. So we see from that he really is serious about being makne to the malva this karka. Uporech, and the Gemara is, it's also norai. Dulma ki echad leilitzel arei. He doesn't want his other karkois to get cheaper. That means if people will hear that he gave the malva a karka for less than its value, so all his karkois will go down. Could be. So he can't do that, even though could be he has no intent to give it to the Malva. So the Mosmaskon is El Ikopit Ba'aro. What does that mean? She Eine Reitze Lasis Tnai Ze Bishum Karka El Bezu. That means when they made the Tnai, if I don't pay up, in 3 years you'll get the karka. There was a whole sifsach, only this karka you're going to get. Not another karka, only this karka. So they were handling for 10 hours which karka he's going to get. So we see from that the loy mitaka has an intent to give him the karka. Im kainem bedate livdoise. So here we see from that the loy mitaka has no intent to be paid the karka. And then it's not in the smachta. The Omar Knile Gavaine Mikoni Hosmachtahi. The Gemara says that if you made an apoitiki, it's good. And the Gemara says, what does it mean? It means that he said Knile Gavaine. So the Gemara says, why does that help? It's an esmachte. Vim toima effect toisves. Why is that an esmachte? If he told them, I don't pay you up in 3 years, you can be goyva from this karke. So why is this an esmachte? Vim toima, vamashme besoif pirkim, vayhave asmachte. Asmachte means he said something and he doesn't mean what he said. He's just saying it to satisfy the other Baldo. It doesn't mean it. So the Gemara says there are two conditions when it's called an asmachte. Ela heiche de ein biyodai. If he can't be mekayim de tenai, afal gav de loigos. And even though he didn't make a gzome, an exaggeration, but he made a tenai, which he knows it's not biyodai to be mekayim. So then, that's called an asmachta. So he agreed. Yizicha not masking to this. Kide yoivizuze lechavre lemizbe lechavre. He gave him money to buy wine. Uposha v'leizav in lay. And there was agreement, if you don't buy the wine, so come out, you'll have to give me the cheap price, even though now it's nishyaka ayayim. So there, it's called an asmachta because he knew he wouldn't be able, wasn't so pushy to be able to acquire the wine. So there it's called an asmachta. I mean, Yizicha wasn't maskim to something which he's not capable of accomplishing. Oy, heichid the gozim. Or sometimes when he makes an agreement, even though it's biyodoy, but if he gives an agreement which is an exaggeration, that's also called asmachta. Avagav de biyodoy, kahi, the im oiver v'lei evid, a person became an oris on a field, and the Baal HaSodah was afraid maybe he won't work properly on the field. Like this, an oris gets a percentage, the rest goes to the Baal HaSodah. But the Baal HaSodah was afraid, well, it'll be, he won't do anything on the field, so he'll be losing by giving over to this oris. So he made an agreement. The im oiver, if I leave the field without working on it, v'lei evid, ashalim alfa zuzi, I'll give you 1,000 zuz, which is a guzman. So the Gemara said, that's also an asmachta. Because, give you 1,000 zuz, because I didn't work on the field and you didn't get your $100 profit. I mean, this is an asmachta. Avalim oivir, v'lei abid, ashalim b'meitava. But if he said, listen, if I won't work on the field, I'll give you a good price for what the karka should have made and what you should have gotten. The loy gozim ubiyodei lechshivas machte. So memela, something that's biyodei and it's not an exaggeration doesn't fall into the gather of asmachta. Vahoche mai asmachte ike im noisen loy karka b'choivoy. Now the Gemara said over here amir de kezach that the Gemara is takashe, if he made up with the Malva, if I don't pay you in 3 years, you can be goyva from this karka the Shabbos. So what kind of a smachta is biyodi to pay up in the 3 years, number one. And number two, what is he saying? You'll be goyva from this karka. So that's not an exaggeration. We'll get paid from the karka. The yesh loyma, we see Tosfos hold like the shitas haramban. The choshev kemoi gozim. That means to tell him, if I don't pay you up, you can take a karka away from me, even though this is the value of the choyv. The fi she'ein odom rogel limkel karkois of klal. A person doesn't give away his karkois. A person who has a karka is attached to the karka, and he doesn't give it away. So by saying, if I don't pay you up in 3 ways, you can get my karka, even though the karka is the exact value of the chayv, that's called an exaggeration, which I have to assume he never meant what he said. B'samach gabi chamro, we learned yesterday also a gemara that he said, if you won't pay him up in a certain amount, he can be gave his wine. The oma kol di'i loikoni, this is a di, if I don't pay you up, you can take my wine. Avagav the chamra lemechire koi, why is this called an asmachta? People do sell wine. So Taisa says we have to make an akimto. Samnami kimoi gozum choshiv, afisha dayin loihoyez man mecher hayayim, that means he told him, if I don't pay you up, I'll give you wine at the cheap price. People don't sell wine in this month. They wait till wine gets more expensive. So therefore it's called a hagzom. Now we're going to have a new sugya. Omar Rav Nachman, this is around 10 lines from the bottom. Omar Rav Nachman. Hashte da oma rabbonon asmachte loikanye. Now the rabbonon said, "Fakert asmachte loikanye." So let's go back to the Mishnah. If he told him that if I don't pay you up in 3 years, you can keep this karka, the Shabya, whatever the case of the Smachta is. So what'll be the din if Yenna went into the Karke, they made up a deal. Yenna was Nishkei Lamden, and made up a deal. If you don't pay him 3 years, he can retake over the Karke. He went into the Karke and he started eating the Peiris. That was the deal. He zogt Rav Nachman, hashte, the Omar Rabbonon, asmachte loikanye. Is hoda are v'hoda peiri. So if the Malhu went into the Karke, when he's eating peiris for 5 years, and then someone taps the loiv on the shoulder, we said, you sold him this Karke. He said, no, that was Dovnach. If I don't pay up in 3 years, he's going to take the Karke. So Yenna said, Shemeshemayim, this is an asmachte. The Karke doesn't belong to him. So Memele, so now he comes, the labor comes to the Malva, he says, no, immediately give me back the Karke. Number one. And number two, all the payers you ate these 5 years, you have to pay me back. The Karke never became yours. Asmachta leikanye, you have to pay me back for all the payers you had eaten. That's what Rav Nachman said. Lememre de Sova Rav Nachman, I mean like this. There were 5 years he was eating the peiris of that karke. The loive did not open up his mouth for once to protest, because the loive was under the impression that it belongs to him, asmach the kanyan, and also it's his peiris, what to protest, it belongs to him. After 5 years, so for 5 years there was no problem, he had no tainus on him, it's a lesson gesundheit, there was no problem whatsoever. Then Lemaise, someone told him, he has no right to eat it. But there was a mechila in these 5 years. That's a mechila betois. So we see that Rav Nachman holds mechila betois, they have a mechila. He was a mechila. He said he could eat didn't protest on the chilas haperes, because he was under the impression that the peres belonged to him. Now he finds out that the peres never belonged to him, so it's a mechila betois, they have a mechila. Right? Yeah. For itma, zuk the gemore, so I bezoi, I have a steer in Rav Nachman. He learned, amoyche peres dekel lechaveroim. What if a person sold peiris dekel lechaveir? That means, Reuven has a field, he has a dekel, and he goes and sells the peiris which will grow from this dekel, he sold the lechaveir. So lemaise, he sold him a dovo shaloi bo lo'ilam. He sold him the peiris which will grow, v'asher hosham it's a dovo shaloi bo lo'ilam. So now we have here a double machlokes. Omar Ravune, ad shaloi bo lo'ilom yochel achzaboy. Before the peiris come lo'ilom, kozman it's a dovo shaloi bo lo'ilom. Kozman the mecha was not chal. I mean, kozman it's not bo'ilom, it's not shach achalois mechire. Ad shaloi bo lo'ilom yochel achzaboy. So the moicha can be chayzer. The maise, the kenya wasn't chal. There was nothing on what it should be chal on. So it can be chayzer. Mishe bo lo ilom, but when it's bo lo ilom, and yochel achzabai, then it can't be chayzer. Because Ravuna holds other makne dover shaloi bo lo ilom. Rav Nachman omar, af mishe bo lo ilom, yochel achzabai. Rav Nachman holds that Mishabo Lo'ilom can also be Choyzef. Why? Because I know the Machadav is Shloba Lo'ilom. The Kinyan was never Chal, because Bishas Taknor was Shloba Lo'ilom, so it could always be Choyzef. Fine. That's we have here a Machloikes, Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. Rav Huna holds Mishabo Lo'ilom, the Kinyan is Chal and you can't be Choyzef. Rav Nachman holds Mishabo Loilam, the Kinyan is not Chal, because they know the Makna Dovish Loibo Loilam, and he could be Chayzer. Omar Rav Nachman, but Rav Nachman said, Moidino, I'm Moide, the Ishomet vi Ochel. What happens if it was Bola Oilom and the Loikeach went and was Shomet, he took down the Peiris and he ate the Peiris? Loi Mavkine Mine, so now he doesn't have to pay for the Peiris. That means he was eating the peiris. The moicha did not tell him anything, you know, these peiris don't belong to you, and other makdavos shabloilam. The moicha didn't tell him anything, and he ate the peiris. Loi mafkina mine. So we see that Rav Nachman holds mechila betois ave mechila. So we have here now a stire in two memories of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, by a smachte, that by a smachte loikanye, if the loikayach ate the peiris, it's odra peiris. Whatever he ate goes back to the moicher. Even though Bishatoi, the moicher, did not know that it didn't belong to him, it was a mechila betois. But a mechila betois is a mechila betois, it's not a mechila. So he has to give back the peiris. And here Rav Nachman said by Adovish Loi Beloilom, if it was Shomet V'Ochel and he wasn't Meich, he wasn't Chayzer. So here we see that he holds Loi Mavkina Minei. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. V'Hodra Peirei La'ache Sholish Im Ochlon Lekeach. If the Lekeach ate the Peiris La'ache Sholish, So it's Hodra Peir. Mechila Betois, Kihai, the Hamoicher Sovar, the Moicher holds, she Knuya Lulekeach. The Moicher holds, it belongs to Lekeach. Umin Hadin Oichel Peiris. Ud Moichel Alachilosoi. So we see Rab Nachman holds Mechila Betois, Loyavi Mechila. The Meister Stira, we learned, Meicha Peiris Dekul Koidem Shechon Tu Peiroiso, Acheloi Bo Lo Ilom Yochel Arzaboy, if look on the Ravuna, in Bo Lo Arzaboy Koidem Shechon Tu Peiroiso Vchoiso. Da Filo Loman Da Oma Oda Makna Dover Shloi Bo Lo Ilom Ani Mili Shebo Lo Arzaboy Ache Shebo Lo Ilom. But if Koidem Shebo Lo Ilom, it wasn't Chal Yed, you could be Choiso. I can sell something that even though Bishas HaMecha was Loi Bo Lo Ilom, Shiyah Mecha Chal Lichsheyovi Lo Ilom, the Mechal Bichal when it's Bo Lo Ilom. That is what Rav Huna holds. Rav Nachman says, Av Mishabo, the Makne Dover Shaloi Bolo Ilom, so Mamela Av Mishabo Lo Ilom, it could also be Chayza. But if we Shomet Ba'ochel, Loi Mavkina Minei, Sharei Kozman Shaloi Choza, Kozman, he wasn't Chayza, Mochal Alal Chilosai, so he was Meichel. Va'avopi Shebetois, Shaloi hoyo yoideye sheyochel achsa. He didn't know that he could be chayza. Mechile, it's called a mechile. So that is the Gemara's kasha. L'davoine, I don't understand the shinui, the shinies of Rashi. Rashi, in the beginning of the sugyem, Rashi said, Mechila betois, ki hoda moichel sova, shi knuya lelekeach. He thought it was konui. Minadin oichel peiris, moichel alachilos. So here, he was under the impression that it belongs to the lekeach. And, if it belongs to him, he was moichel. Here Rashi says a very interesting lotion that he didn't know that he could be Chayzer. So from the Loshon of Rashi it would seem that Kozman he's not Chayzer, Yenikanita Peiris. But he didn't know that he could be chayzer. So l'chayre, the way Rashi makes these two cases, so there's a mer nikechilik. If you need a chazore to make that he's not capable of eating the peiris, so good. Because man, there was no chazore, so he ate the peiris. So therefore, even though if he would have known, he would be chayzer. But l'maisa, he wasn't chayzer. Masha'in came by a smach, the Rashi says, it wasn't koni to him. So if it wasn't koni to him, so if I stay, so he'll have to pay for the peiris. There's a murder kishinya loshin of the two Rashis, which I don't understand. Al kaponim. The Gemara asks Astira in Rav Nachman. By Asmachte, Rav Nachman, Paskins, Mechile Betois, Loi Havi Mechile, and Hodra Peiri. By Peiris Dekel, he Paskins, Mechile Betois, Havi Mechile, and he doesn't have to pay him. So we have Astira. Emphat the Gemara, Hosom, Zvine, Hoche, Albo. Zamer de Kerashi, Zutrashi Azoi, Hoche Halvohi, Umerzi Keribis, it looks like Ribis, Shemetchile Bahalvo Boloi. The whole thing started with a halvo, Uche Ribis Ktsutsa Domi, it's like Ribis Ktsutsa, even though there was no Ktsitsa on Ribis. Ve'ein avak ribis bedvar halvo ele bedvar mecher ve'in hamarbe bepeiris de masnis. Now we have to understand what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying over here as follows, that be'emesin be'gmoris chayza. Rav Nachman holds Mechila Betois, Havi Mechila. So therefore, by Peiris Dekel, Yena was eating the Peiris. The Moicha was under the impression he's entitled to eat the Peiris. So there was a Mechila Betois, Havi Mechila. Why did Rav Nachman say Hodra Peiri? Hodra Peiri is as follows, because Lamais is like this. Asmachte loikanya. So it comes out, the field never belonged to the Malva. The field asmachte loikanya. So it comes out, what was there? There was a halva, and now he's eating Peiris. That means there was... We have to understand it was as follows. He said, I'm lending you for 3 years. If you don't pay up in 3 years, the field belongs to me and I can eat the payers. And Yenna agreed. He agreed. Asmachta loy kanye, so the agreement on the haknos hakarke is worthless. So the karke doesn't belong to him. So there never was a hakno on the karke. But what was there? There was a halva, and now he's eating peiris, and perhaps there was a haskama to achilas peiris. So Rashi says every halva, when there's an achilas peiris, it's merzik ribis and it's yaitzi b'dayon. So memela, that what we say of a ribis is any yaitzi b'dayon. Davke was derech mekechememka, but it was derech halva. Here there was a pure halva. The asmachta was loikanye, so the karka he never acquired, and he's eating the peiris from the karka after 3 years. So memele, so that's merzik ribis, and he hodre peiri is not out mechile betois lehava mechile, no hodre peiri is because of the isa ribis, it's merzik ribis tzutze, and memele, that's why it's yaitze bidayonim. That is Shitas Rashi. Omar Rove. We'll see Taisus vehemently is Chelek on Rashi, but I'll kaponim, this is Shitas Rashi. Omar Rove. So now we have here we have here two memories of Rav Nachman. One memory of Rav Nachman was by Moshe Peres Dekel, which we hold that Ein Odom Makne Dovah Shloi B'Loilom, Afal Pi came, if the Lekeach ate the Peres, and the Moshe was aware of it and didn't tell him anything, even though it was Betois. So the din is Mechila Betois Ave Mechila. Omar Rove, Ave Yesivne Kamei de Rav Nachman. I was sitting there when this psak, when Rav Nachman said, Umaydino, I'm Moide, that if the Lekeach eats the Peres, he doesn't have to pay for the Peres. I was sitting there. Uboi lo'oisve oino. I wanted to ask him a kasha. You say mechila betois is a mechila? So every time a person was the lekeach was nisane, so he gave him extra money. Why did he give him extra money? Because he thought it was worth so much. So what's the din? If it was a shtus, it's ma'asar oino. It's a mechila betois. It was mechilim. He thought. So you see, mechila betois, lay have a mechila. You're telling me he doesn't have to pay for the payers because mechila betois have a mechila. I was sitting there, uboi lo ois ve'yino. I wanted to ask him a kashe for me, no. In the middle of the shir, I said to Hashiva Nachman that he doesn't have to pay for the payers. Ba'oi dik, and he was medayt, I want to ask a kasha. He saw that Rava was squirming, he wants to ask a kasha on the psak. And Rav Nachman said, Chazis and Eilenis? You saw the din of Eilenis? What are you asking a kasha? You old Mechila Betois. No, you have a Mechila. You know the din of Eilenis? That was the whole Shakla Betaya. It seems they didn't speak too much by Bizman Chazal. Rav wanted to ask a kasha. Rav Nachman already saw the kasha he wants to ask. And he said two words, Chazis and Eilenis. Finished. Now the Gemara is going to elaborate a little what Rav wanted to ask and what Rav Nachman answered. So let us see. V'harei eino. The kasha is the mechila betoisi. Well, they have a mechila. That you see, I know that a person betois, he gave more money for a chayfet, and it's v'lai havi mechila, it's not a mechila. V'oidik, and he noticed this, and he said, chazis an islandis. Rei islandis ne mechila betois, he v'hav a mechila. And now we're going to see what the rai is from islandis. This now, we learned a mishnah, ha-me-ma-enes, Vashniya Vailanis Ain Lahem Lake Sube Vilay Peres Vilay Mizainis Vilay Balois. Now that was the text. Now he brought him a Raya from Ailanis. Before we see Rashi what the Ked is, what the Tzir is by each case, let's just explain what Rav Nachman wanted to answer him by islandness. By islandness, the din is that an islandness is an isha that cannot have children. She has simonim abazocho. When the husband married her, he was unaware that she was an islandness. He found out 5 months later that she's an islandness. So it's a mekachtois. So it comes that she never was married. Fine. Now, let's say, in these 5 months, the husband ate peres. Peres lichse maluk. She yash in the karke, the husband is eichel peres. Fine. He was eating peres. She was very happy. Let my husband eat the peres, gesundheit. After 5 months, we find out, she's an islandess, she's not a husband, they never married. It's because she doesn't need a gift, they never were married, that's a kedusha tois. The whole thing is a kedusha tois. So, memela, so, lechayre, no, listen, we never were married. You ate the peiris of my nechasim, you never were my husband. So, pay me back for the payers. We state in the Mishnah, loy payers, she can't father back the payers he ate. So what is pshat? So pshat is because when he was eating it, she told him, I got an appetite, she told him. She was under the impression he is a husband, so there was a mechila betoitz. So b'shas he ate it, there was a mechila betoitz. Later, we find out that she's not a husband. Good. But, so that was Rav Nachman's teretz. She asked him, Gakasha, look at Eilonis. Eilonis, you see, enough in the Mishnah. He doesn't have to pay back the payers. Why? Because she was mechilim. I was a mechila betoitz, she thought she was his wife. So you're asking me, Akasha, I said, by a moicha peiris tekel, my moicha peiris shleibo loilam, I said, if the lekeach eats it, in whatever he ate, he doesn't have to pay. So you're squirming, and he doesn't have to pay it. A mechila is not a mechila. Look at Eilonis. Same thing. Mishnah. He ate the peiris of Hanichse Maluk. And really, he had, now that we find out it was a mekach tois, so he had no right to eat the peiros. So you see clearly that mechila betois haven't mechila. Zok the Gemara, we'll come to, just let's first see the what the Gemara feels like. The Gemara says, but really both of them are wrong. Sai Rovin is kasha is wrong. And Sai Rav Nachman and his Raya is wrong. So, it's no kasha, no Raya. Why? So the Gemara, loy eino havet yuftei, loy eilonis misayelay. Eino is not a kasha, and eilonis is not a Raya. Now the Gemara explains. Loy eino tiyuftei, the loy yode, the isei eino demochel gabe. Now here the Gemara says, amir de ke yisok. The gather of Mechila Betois is, let's talk about Amecha Peres Dekel. Amecha Peres Dekel. Now, I sold him the Peres. I knew the Peres were once mine. I sold it to him. I see him, the Peres should have been mine, since they're coming from my Dekel. I sold it to him. Now I see he's eating the peiros that theoretically should be mine. No, I think he's allowed to eat the peiros because I sold it to him. I thought the mekach is tough. But I am aware of what is happening. I'm aware that he's eating the peiros from my dekel. I am masking to the situation. I have no tainus he should pay me for it because I think he doesn't owe me money. Fine. But I'm aware of what is happening, and I have no tainus then because I think he doesn't owe me money. I made a mistake, because I know the matter of the but al kaponim, there was an awareness of what was occurring, and due to a choice, I was masking. There was awareness of what was happening. By oino, He charged me, he overcharged me. I thought this was the price. He paid him. There was no awareness whatsoever that I'm paying him more money. I wasn't aware of anything. I'm in complete ignorance over here. That means the gather of Mechila Betois is, am I aware of what is happening? I know he's eating the payers from my deco, but I think he's entitled to eat the payers. But I know what is happening, and I'm masking to this situation. I know he's worse. I don't know what's happening. I don't know I'm giving him extra money. He tells me this is the price. I pay him so much. So I know he's worse. That is because he has no idea whatsoever what is happening. So therefore, the kasha of Rove was bechlal no kasha. Lay island is misayalay. The nechelo de tepek alosh modi ishos. Yeah, that's a grovin toys. You know, by islandness, he doesn't have to pay. Not because mechila betois have a mechila. A filu, she would realize that he'll never get married. She's really not married to him because it's a Mekar Toys. She's also Maska Mishalita Peres. Let it look in the world that she's, that she has a husband and she's married. That means this, his inyan of eating the peres is not, it's not, it's only a mechila because she doesn't know that she's not married to him. Afilu, she would know that she's not married to him. She's also masking me, she's the peres. So it should look that she's a married woman. So therefore, there it's not called a mechila betois. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Zot Rashi. Have yesivne ki ama medine di shamet vach. Rav is talking. When Rav Nachman said this psak, boy lo is vi eino. I want to ask my kashu mano. This now we learn to maxi lo eino. Ba'afel gav de midas nosan loy. He gave him the money. Hoyil vito. Ama mechila beto islav mechila. That was the kashu that Rav wanted to ask. Ba'oidik hishgiach bi. Ranachma looked at me. Berosh oi bedati loho shimald. What we saw, I want to ask him. So he answered, Chazis and Islandist, Kodmani laharisi time aladvov me Islandist kidalakama. Now Rashi is going to explain all the cases. I'm a manist. What's the case of a manist? Ktano yisoyma shisiyosa imo ledato. Yeheva yisoyma. She's a ktana. And her mother married her off with her askomen. Amru chachomim yechayla lamayim. If she wants, in the middle of nowhere, she says, I have charota from this marriage. She's oike the ishus lamafrei. Without anything, the mina toira aimai sektana klum. The whole marriage is garnish because she's a ktana. The imain is aicha bolakacha. The mother can't marry her because her mother doesn't have a source to marry off her daughter. Rabbanu the tikkun is soon liyisay mishli yina gabal minik hefka. Yishmeren no baila. If I can't admit it, the kana let her have a husband, so watch her. Vehim amru the sagi lo b'mi. But they said, listen, they can marry her, but if she is not happy with this marriage, she can be aikadishas. Ein lo ksube. She doesn't have a ksube. Vaf ma shech nisa loi benedunaisa. Afilu what she brought in for the nan. Vishamason biksuboso. And they shats it up in the ksube. Agavuche, we should just know Teichwerter. When we learn the ksube, in our ksubis, it says as follows. V'dein nedunye denahanes leimi beyavu. This is what she brought in, which is speaking about v'im bekesev, v'im bezov, v'im betachshitin, v'monei v'levushe, v'monei v'shimushe arso. She brought in a whole bunch of things, which have a value. Hakel kibol olof sandanam b'meis kukim kesev tzol. So we don't make a whole asik, how much she really brought in, but we say in the ksube, he was mechayev himself, and this is nichsei tzayim barzel, that means whatever she brought in, when he gives her a get, he has to pay her. Meya skukim kesef tzorov, and this is the shume that we make for all the things she brought in. So lemaisa, he married a ktana, they made a ksube, she brought in X amount of nechosim of tachshitim, and lemaise v'shamoson b'ksubosin, they wrote that he's going to pay her so much. The din is, she was mamayin, a guten tag, Rebetzin, I don't know you a penny. V'chosh kein masayin shetik nulisha, the masayim of a ksubi, she zicha doesn't get. V'shum debal kochei nafke, here, the whole din of ksubi, he gives a get, if he dies, she gets. But if she's saying goodbye, some mele, there's no din ksube. So that's a ktan. Ain't lo ksube, there's a ksube. Fine. Now, shniyah, what is the tight shniyah? Shniyah is larai. She goes to chachon mepeg shayna diabomis. Ain't lo ksube. That's what they get, that she doesn't have a ksube. The knosu, the kansino lo memnei shamagilosei oleik and amrinim diabomis. The gemara says like this. There's a difference between shniyas larayis and amonu lakayin god or grusha lakayin hedyet. A grusha lakayin hedyet, she doesn't, if they both agreed to this marriage, there are two culprits over here. That means she's not too keen on the marriage, realizing, besides the Avera, let's not be talking about Tumareh, but if she'll get married to a Kohen, she'll become a Chalola. She's losing a lot by becoming a Chalola. So Memela, she's not too interested in getting married. So if they both agreed, he convinced her also. She needed convincing Mitzidoi that he should be married. Shnius la roye, she doesn't, there's no psul that's chal on her. So memele, let's say an elvis, I'm not married. But shnius la roye is no psul. So the Gemara said, who was the culprit in this marriage? She. She was malgil him. So memele, that's why they count on that she doesn't have a ksubit. That's a rashi. Shnius la roye, she goes with hamapek sheni divomis. Ain laksuba the knosa the kansina lami nesha malgi lose olei. She is malgil him kedamrin and biyabomis. Yeah, alel. The island is the chenaisa the loyol the loshen ayel. Ain laksuba shemekrei toys. Lava daita dochi nosli didn't marry her to marry an island. Avagav the chi mochlo. He nedinaisa lo la moisra biyoda toys habi. She brought in an adn to him, and that was a... Av al gav. Dechi moch lo hine dun yaisa di lo. That means an adn that she brought in to him, la moisra biyode toi sabi, mechila bi toi sabi mechila. Veloi peiris, nachosim shanofu lo bi yerusha acher shenisays, if she yarshin some tiktachom shabaloi chaperes, v'lo tiknu tachteihem, she'im nishbis chayim liftoisa misholoi, that if she'll become a shvui, he has to be paid her from his money. V'eilu afa pishen lem takonas peiret, she'im nishbis lo yivden, l'krina bo v'svinach linte, v'loch li she'teitze lo yachzer lo peiret she'ochal, Loi bloi, sich niso loi begodem in udaisa, afili yeshmem kayomim, la yachse bloi sei, alme mechiles achiles peres, afo pishe betos mochloi mechile. So the Gemara says, the both, inside the kasha of Rov, inside the raya of Rav Nachman anat, oiskal. Bai oinod lo yodesh nisana delech, lukach ein ka mechile, afili betos. There's no mechile at all. He thinks that he's paying the right price. She wants that he should eat the peiros. It's worthwhile for her that she should have a shem nesuah.